for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
My report today is on the available alternatives to the failed war on drugs. Since President Nixon declared the war on drugs in 1971, the information disseminated by the United States government has outlined progress. I, as a federal officer, fought this for many years until I decided to do my own research, and now my beliefs have changed. The official government reports are stellar examples of propaganda. The fact is that many other countries, Canada, Switzerland, Holland, the Czech Republic, among them, offer real-time policy alternatives. Most remarkable, perhaps, is the policy that the Czech Republic has chosen to follow. In 1989, after the fall of the Soviet Russia, the country of Czechoslovakia was divided. The Czech Republic was a product of that division. The Czech people lived under very repressive regimes for a long time. Therefore, it would be expected that when given complete freedom of choice, drug issues would arise. While they do have a high percentage of marijuana smokers, alternative drugs are not demonizing Czech citizens. The Czech government does not have the same war on drugs mentality as the United States government, nor do they share the same problems. In fact, by definition, they don't have a drug problem at all. The Czech Republic is estimated to have 20,000 addicts out of a population of approximately 10 million, or about 1.5% of its population. The U.S. in 1914, before the Harrison Drug Act, had an estimated 1.6 addiction rate. Today, that addiction rate is still approximately 1.6, in spite of the costly war on drugs efforts. However, the U.S. has less than 4% of the world's population, but more than 20% of the world's prisoners. So if these numbers tell the story, a repressive drug policy makes no difference in the number of citizens addicted to drugs, but does have an alarming result in the number of people incarcerated in its prisons. The facts speak for themselves. It's widely accepted that there exist three types of drug policies: a repressive model utilized by the U.S., a model of harm, risk reduction, minimization, the Dutch, for example, and a model of cultural integration, normalization, the Czechs, which appears to me to be the preferred method. So do your own research. Google it. The United States has followed a drug policy for the past 30 years with absolutely no difference made in the amount or quality of drugs available to its population. The only thing this failed policy has done is enrich the drug cartels, triple the DEA staff, which isn't bad for 30 years, but increase their budget from $75 million to $2.1 billion. That's 28.5 times larger, and made building new prisons the fastest growing industry in the United States. Alternatives exist. Failure is not an option. It is time for a change. It's broke. Let's fix it. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.